Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. In Israel today, expect clear skies and warm temperatures. Tel Aviv and Haifa will enjoy a sunny day, while Jerusalem sees a slightly cooler breeze. Perfect weather for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that the new U.S.-Iran-Lebanon oversight body excludes Israel. This gives Tehran a say over IDF actions. Also, Ynet notes from earlier today that Trump insists Iran agreed to more nuclear inspections. Tehran, however, rules out missile limits. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that the U.S. Senate has blocked Trump from resuming war with Iran after a bipartisan vote. Separately, Walla covers a crisis in southern Lebanon from earlier today. Dozens of terrorists are besieged, and security officials fear possible kidnappings. And finally, JTA features a longtime Democratic strategist's take on the Iran deal. Critics, they argue, owe everyone an explanation. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Bermawi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about shifting ideological lines. He claims Islamic movements have embedded themselves within the American left, exploiting its weaknesses. Middle East 24 reported minutes ago that Elon Musk, the first trillionaire in history, has now suffered a massive financial loss of $350 billion. From Belaz News, reporting earlier today, three Mamdani-backed democratic socialists won their NY congressional primaries. This highlights deepening divides over Israel within the city's progressive wing. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. A joint statement from Qatar and Pakistan announced a new deconfliction mechanism for Lebanon. This body excludes Israel, but involves Iran in overseeing IDF actions. Critics argue this could limit Israeli military freedom and alter regional power dynamics. Turning to the nuclear deal tensions, Ynet reports that Trump maintains Iran agreed to more nuclear inspections, though Tehran denies any missile limits. This disagreement underscores the fragile nature of the agreement. The fallout could impact international relations and regional stability. Meanwhile, I-24 News details the U.S. Senate's move to block Trump from resuming conflict with Iran. Marco Rubio, the U.S. Secretary of State, also opposed Iranian fees on the Strait of Hormuz during his UAE visit. This illustrates bipartisan efforts to avoid escalating tensions. In southern Lebanon, Walla reports, IDF forces have surrounded a Hezbollah operative's hideout. Security officials worry about potential kidnappings if the situation escalates. The standoff could further strain Israeli-Lebanese relations. Finally, the JTA highlights a strategist's defense of Obama's Iran deal. They argue diplomacy succeeded where military options failed. This perspective comes as debates continue over the effectiveness of past and current policies. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom Business reports on a renewal project in Jerusalem's Baca neighborhood. Tra Real Estate is set to build 78 new apartments around a historic preservation structure. This development reflects growing demand in one of the city's prime areas. Separately, Ynet Business notes that Israeli drone maker Uvision is eyeing a $4 billion Nasdaq IPO, the company known for loitering munitions. Plans to publish a prospectus in July. This move signifies a major step in expanding its market presence. And finally, CTEC explores how AI is transforming football. From tactics to injury prevention, data is reshaping the sport worldwide, including impacts on the World Cup. This technology is revolutionizing both the playing field and the business of sports. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.